各位弟兄姊妹平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
在我上次跟各位弟兄姊妹讲完到的那一周，在加州有一个很大型的教会，叫做丰收基督徒团契。
After last sermon I preach here, there was this mega church in California, called Harvest Christian Fellowship.
准确的日期我在想应该是9月10号。
So the accurate date should have been September the 10th.
这个教会的副主任牧师，他也是负责整个心理健康的这样的一个事工的创始人，这个事工叫做希望之歌，叫 Anthem of Hope 这样的一个事工。
So this was he was an associate pastor at Harvest Christian Fellowship, and he also the young pastor he also started a ministry there called the Harvest of Hope.
Anthem of Hope.
Sorry.
Yeah. 这位Jared Wilson 这个牧师呢，他在这个这一天呢，就九月九号这一天自杀了。
This pastor Jared, associate pastor Jared Wilson, he committed suicide on September 10th.
应该是日期算起来，应该是我讲完道的隔天呐。
So was the just after the day I preached here last time.
你们猜猜看，这个年轻的牧师大概几岁
？If you look at his photo, how old do you think he is?
他大概只有30岁左右。
He's only 30.
而且他太太非常漂亮，有两个孩子。
And he has beautiful wife and children too.
而且是一个关于心理健康的这样一个事工的创始人，叫做 Anthem of Hope。
And he and his wife were the ones who founded outreach to help people dealing with depression and suicidal thoughts called Anthem of Hope.
这个事工是专门在倡导心理健康的，而且呢一直在对外宣扬这个所谓的这些心理的资讯的这些问题的。
So this ministry has been working with people with suffering from depression and having suicidal thoughts.
也特别是跟那些有精神病的这些病患一起来奋斗，一起来对包括这个所谓的忧郁症的这些的人，在帮助他们一起奋战的。
It's to help people dealing with depression.
但是可能一些根据可靠的消息是，可能是因为其中他所辅导的一位对象，一位女性的这个姊妹，受这个她的情绪不稳定，结果这个姊妹自杀了以后，她里面产生一个内疚感。
It's heard that that it started with one of the sister that he was counseling, and that the sister was suffering from depression and had some difficulty in her spiritual depression and committed suicide first, and that influenced Pastor Jared.
你知道这个教会的主任牧师是相当出名的一位布道家，叫做 Greg Laurie 的吧？
Did you know that this church had a really famous preacher?Called Greg Laurie.
As the senior of this church,
he's the senior pastor of this church. 这个教会的
主任牧师是相当出名的。
So the senior pastor of this church is very famous.
他在这个事情发生以后，在他自己的 Instagram 里面就鼓励信徒要继续的依靠上帝的应许。
So when the news of this pastor's passing was announced, Pastor Greg Laurie on his Facebook and Instagram, he posted that let's see, what did he say?
他要鼓励这些信徒们要相信上帝的应许。
To encourage the believers to trust in God.
他怎么说呢？
So what did he say?
他说上帝的爱不会因为这些事情的发生与人隔绝。
He said that God's love would not because of these things that happen that he would separate himself from people.
但是更要紧的是传道人们牧师们他们很多那个压力那些痛苦所承受的压力是没有人能够知道的。
However, nobody, something that people don't know is that the kind of pressure that preachers and pastors have to endure, nobody knows.
所以牧师也要每一天向上帝祈求，支取那个力量跟帮助。
That's why pastors have to go to God and ask God for that strength on a daily basis.
所以我们再回到刚才的这个思想的这个主题里头，我们看到这个压力到底是什么。
So thinking back to the topic, let's see what is this pressure.
我们请 Sister Ingrid 为我们读英文的部分，可以吧？压力的定义。
Okay, stress is the inner biofeedback signaling you that frequencies are fighting within your system. The purpose of stress isn't to hurt you, but to let you know it's time to go back to the heart and start loving.
啊，我现在帮 Ingrid 姊妹翻译哈。这个压力是人内部的一种生理的回馈，它是在提醒人内部系统抗争的频率的一个高低，而且呢，那个压力产生的目的是要，不是要伤害人的，而是要让人知道应该要回归到内心的时刻了，要开始学习去爱。那我们在这里看见弟兄姊妹们，这个是一个不认识神的人所讲的这样子的一个对压力的定义。
Okay, brother and sister, you need to know that the person who wrote this didn't even know God.
但是他竟然能够提到那个回归到内心的深处。
Yet he knows how to go back to the heart and start loving.
所以今天我们要知道如何能够在压力重大的众多强大的情况之下要回到神的面前来，那个是非常重要，那是在我们的内心最深处的地方。
So we need to know how to go back to God, to the heart and start loving again. Go back to God and start loving again. That is the essence of, you know, our faith.
所以我们今天继续要来看怎么样的一个神的儿女们，我们虽然每一个人跟其他不信主的人一样，我们要面对很多的压力。
So we also have to face all kinds of pressures and struggles in our daily lives.
但是我们如何的在这样的一个庞大跟别人一样这种庞大的压力之下，我们如何能够超越压力？
But how can we, under such pressure, transcend that?
所以这对我们来讲非常重要。
This is really important.
刚才我们花了很多时间读这个列王记上第十九章啊，给大家对不起很大的压力。
We just read 1 Kings chapter 19. Sorry, I gave you a lot of pressure.
因为有一整章啊，很长的一段经文。
Because it's a long, long passage, long chapter.
啊，但是在这个过程当中，我们已经花了两次的时间来看这个压力的问题。
But in this process, reading this passage, we have already seen two times where there's a lot of pressure that this prophet had to face.
我们也为我们的姊妹祷告，她有点压力。
Thank you.
那在这个过程当中，我们看见第一讲的时候，我们讲到那个压力带给人的什么样的一个负面的影响，可能的负面的影响。
So we have to see how this pressure could have a negative effect on people.
这是我们第一讲所讲到的。
So this is what we need to talk about first.
第二讲就是上一个次的主日我们讲到怎么样的能够神借着压力让我们能够来到他的面前。
So second time I talked about pressure, we were saying how we can come to God because of pressure.
这个压力不但能够让我们能够认识我们自己，也能够认识上帝。
Not only will this pressure allow us to know ourselves, but also to know God.
让我们能够认识我们自己的软弱，能够看见上帝的全能。
That we can understand our own weakness and we see God's perfection.
Amen. 翻得很好啊。Good translation. 不要有压力哈。好，所以我们在这个过程当中，我们看见因着压力， 上帝要以利亚来到他的面前。
We see in this process, because of pressure, that God wants Elijah to come to him.
所以回到那个问题，为什么我们的人生有这么大的压力呢？
To go back to the question, why do we have pressure in life?
上帝说，因着压力，你要来到我的面前。
Because God said, because of pressure, you will come to my presence.
啊，我们还记得，因着这样的一个压力，我们能够来到神的面前来认识他。
Because of this kind of pressure, we can come to God's presence and know who God is.
还记得吗？我们上次学到神的名吗？上帝的名，耶和华，这个名的意义是什么？
Still remember we talked about God's name, the Lord. What does this, his name mean?
这个耶和华这个字，在原文的意思是静声，就是安静，不要出声的意思。
His name means that to be quiet before him.
因为人不能直称呼神的名。
Because people cannot directly say God's name.
所以每一次犹太人读到这个字的时候 Yahweh 的时候他们不敢读这个字的时候就读 Adonai 有没有听过这个名字
That's why Jewish people because they cannot he's so holy they cannot say the name so instead they say Adonai.
这个 Adonai 就是主的意思
Which means The Lord.
但是耶和华真正的意义就是要我们跟他建立这个个人的关系。
So the true meaning of the Lord means he wants us to establish relationship with him.
记得吗？我讲的是每一个人的建立每一个人的关系。
He wants every individual to have a relationship with him.
我们在座的每一个人你自己要跟神建立这个个人的关系。
Every individual in here God wants you to establish relationship with Him.
凡夫走职也是一样，要与神建立关系。就是那些 ordinary people.
Ordinary people also, He wants them to establish relationship with Him.
就算你是王公贵族，也是要跟神建立个人的关系。
Even if you're king or royalty, you still need to establish relationship.
所以，我们在这里看见上帝要我们跟他建立个人的关系。
We see that God wants us to build a personal relationship with Him.
接下来我们今天要来看的这第三讲，就是今天所讲的内容。那到底在我们的生活当中，我们如何来做
？And the third we want to look at is how we want to apply into our personal lives.
在我们的生活当中，如何把这个真理运用在我们的生活当中
？How do we apply this principle in our personal lives.
昨天呢是我们这个青年学生团契的这个研经学习研经的这个结论的地方。
So yesterday was the conclusion of a study for the student fellowship of studying the Bible.
我们花了四个周末，就是包括礼拜五晚上、礼拜六整天好像操兵一样的。
And it was intensive, you know, for four weekends, so Fridays and Saturdays to study this.
有时候呢，吃完这个 lunch， 马上就操兵，马上半个小时吃完饭就上课了。
It was so intensive. Only had 30 minutes for lunch.
然后呢，吃完，你知道这个人一吃完这个饭以后呢，那个血液都往胃跑的。
You know, after you eat, your blood goes to your digestive system.
那我在上课的时候是看下面东倒西歪的。
See many people are dozing off.
我就觉得这个很舍不得。
So I feel that, oh, I shouldn't.
I feel pity on them.
A pity.
但是在这个过程里头，我也很为神，这个为神的大能在他们生命当中来做改变的作用，我觉得很非常感恩。
But in this process that I witness how God is working in their lives, and that is an honor.
昨天最后一个部分，我讲到这个圣经神的话语的应用的部分。
And yesterday we talked about how to apply God the principle in the Bible into our lives.
今天教会最大的问题就是在知识跟在 生命的知识跟生活的这样一个态度在生活当中运用是有很大的一个鸿沟叫 gap 在这个当中。
The biggest problem today's society is a gap between the principle, what you learn and how you and your actual life. There's a gap between what you learn from the Bible and then your actual life.
运用是非常的重要。
See, application is critical.
所以我们今天要 从这一段一大段的经文在第十九章里头来看见、我们在生活当中如何的能够超越压力。
So we need to look from chapter 19 of 1 Kings to see how we can apply these principles into our lives.
我们看见在这个世俗、有很多的、这个教导在帮助你好像要怎么样的来处理压力。
There are a lot of worldly teaching、to help you how to deal with stress.
但是你知道，有很多的时候只是在魂的层次，它没有进入到灵里头的。
But many times it's only in the mind, but not into the soul and spirit.
但是今天我们最要紧的要进入到人，就像刚才那句话，最心灵的最深处的地方来看。
But it's important that we go into the most deep inner part of our being, that is our soul, our spirit.
哇，这个翻译很棒，对不对 ？Good translation.
Thank you.
第一个，我们看见借着压力，我们要来认识自己。
So first thing that through pressure we need to come to know ourselves.
我们回到这段经文的第四节的地方。
Let's look at verse four.
在这个地方，我们看见在第四节里头，我们看见这个以利亚他自己在旷野走了一天的路程，来到一个罗藤树下，就坐在那里求死。然后耶和华。他怎么说呢？他说：“耶和华，还记得耶和华吗？是跟我们建立关系、个人关系的神。”他说：“耶和华，罢了，求你取我的性命，因为我不胜于我的列祖。”
Because we see in this section, Elijah he came to while he himself went a day's journey into the desert, he came to a broom tree, sat down under it, and prayed that he might die. I have had enough, Lord, he said, take my life. I'm no better than my ancestors.
在这个地方，我们看见他求死的原因，他怎么说？因为我不胜于我的列祖。
Because he said, why he wants to die? Because he says to God, I'm no better than my ancestors.
他那个因为是代表原因呐、
That's his reason.
他说我跟我的列祖比较起来，我是差太多了。
He said, compared to my ancestors, I'm far worse.
还记得这个地方是哪里吗
？Do you remember where this?
是别示巴，上次我讲过。
It's in
Beersheba.
Beersheba.
你记得这个地方是他的祖先那个最出名的那一位亚伯拉罕在那里掘井，跟是当地的王叫亚比米勒的，他们在那里的较量的这个事迹。
That was his Abraham, his ancestor. So that was the place where Abraham. So that's a very important spiritual place.
当时我们看见这个亚伯拉罕战不是战胜，就是跟这个王当地的王呢，这个他在这个事情上他得胜了。
So we saw at so.Back to the history that Abraham that he had victory over the king of that area.
但是不是打仗的方式。
But it was not through military battle.
是借着他生命的见证的方式。
It was through his life testimony.
最主要是这一位亚伯拉罕后面有一位耶和华上帝跟他建立个人关系的神。
It's because Abraham had a God, had the Lord who was building a relationship with him.
所以你会发觉在这个过程当中，这个以利亚是在跟他的祖先在那里做比较。
So you can see through this process that Elijah, he was comparing himself with his ancestors.
为什么人会做比较？
Why do people compare?
因为我们发觉就像在这个你们知道 C.S. Lewis 他所写的一本书叫做返璞归真这本书啊，叫 Mere Christianity 这本书。
Are you familiar with C.S. Lewis' books, Mere Christianity?
第八章里面讲到最大的罪就是骄傲。
On page 8, it says that the worst sin of all is pride.
这个第八章讲的就是人生命当中那个最大的罪的根源就是骄傲。人喜欢相比。
And the biggest sin that people have is pride, and that because of pride, people want to compare.
而且到一个地步是 compete、
And not just compare but compete、
我们中国有句话说这个文章是自己的好听过没有
Chinese have a saying that only your own article is good、
这个画画是 Ingrid 的好有没有
No
他没有翻译出来好、后面那句呢、有没有人知道 这个不能讲，讲出来被打了 ，OK？ 但是我还是要讲，是为了解释的关系我才讲啊，但是不是我的 opinion，OK？、Okay?第二句是什么你们知道吗？
What's the second half?
文章是自己的好。Paul 讲了，不是我讲的。Paul 说老婆是别人的好啊，还好他没有结婚。这个韩老师下礼拜五你小心一点。
So,
yeah!
Yeah. So, should I have translated?
No, you don't have to. Oh yeah, you can do that.
Well, the second half of that saying is that wife is always somebody else's better.
Okay, 但是那个我们韩老师的先生说，还是我的老婆最好。
But our sister, Gui Chun says her husband says she's the best.
Yeah.
Yeah.
你看，但是谁好谁坏都是在做比较，有没有
？See, oh, no matter who's good, who's not good, everybody's comparing.
为什么人会去比较，甚至达到个竞争的地步？就是因为我们里面那个骄傲。
Why do people compare, even to the point of competing? It's because of that pride.
你会发觉以利亚在他人生的最高峰，一下子杀掉了800多个先知。Elijah killed 800 prophets, right? 对不对？Elijah.
Elijah, yeah, yeah, in his peak of his career, he killed 800 prophets.
哇，这个在他的侍奉的是人生的最高峰啊。
That was his peak.
突然间呢，掉下来了。
All of a sudden, he went to felt a downfall.
From the peak to the valley.
To the valley.
因为呢，他要求死。
And he wanted to die.
为什么
？Why?
因为在这个，我相信他跑了一天的路程，就是在想这个问题。
I think that's what was he was thinking all day while he was journeying, dying.
他是觉得很丢脸的。
He felt that he was unworthy.
我这么大有能力的先知，竟然逃命了。
Such a big prophet, great prophet like me, and I have to run for my life.
你想想看，在当时他能够有这样的气派，能够。带领以色列人再归向神，难道他不能对付这个 Queen Jezebel 吗？
At the time, he has such majesty, you know, that he could lead the Israelites,
Amen.
And as if he cannot defeat Jezebel.
是吗？突然间他逃命了。
And yet he was running for his life.
所以我相信他那个时候是很觉得很丢脸的。
So he really felt shame.
又来到别示巴，看着自己的祖宗亚伯拉罕。能够跟当地的王力争得胜。
And then he came to Beersheba and realized that, you know, here is where his ancestor Abraham had victory over the king of that his day. So he really felt shame.
我们看继续看他怎么跟上帝讲。
Let's see, continue to see how what he says to God.
第10节、第14节，大家看一下。
Let's look at verse 10 and verse 14.
在这个地方。以利亚说：“我为耶和华万军之神大发热心，因为以色列人背弃了你的约，毁坏了你的坛，用刀杀了你的先知。听清楚啊！他说，只剩下我一个人，他们还要杀我，哎，寻索我的命。”
He replied, "I have been very zealous for the Lord God Almighty. The Israelites have rejected your covenant.Broken down your altars and put your prophets to death with the sword. I am the only one left, and now they are trying to kill me too.
弟兄姊妹们，你们看见没有？第十节、第十四节重复的内容是一样的。
Notice that the content of verse 10 and 14 is exactly the same.
要这样拍一下，翻译没有拍。
Me.
轻一点，轻一点啊。就剩我一个人了。
I'm the only one left.
啊，就剩我一个人。
I'm the only one left.
你知道这些这样的一个心态，其实后来上帝也只是给他看了。Actually, 还有剩7000人，不是你一个人。
So, this kind of mindset, and then God later showed him, hey, actually, there are still 7,000 left. You're not the only one left.
Yeah. 所以他是常常讲，我就剩我一个人。很多人就是常常看见自己，就我，就我，就是我。
So, in his mindset, he's the only one left. He only sees himself.
教会就是只有我在擦地板、吸地板。
I'm the only one who's mopping the floor at church.
教会就是只有我在排桌椅。
I'm the only one who's setting the table in church.
上帝啊，你看见这些人多懒惰。
God, you see how lazy these people are?
是这样子的吗？
Is that really the case?
没有，还有七千人在吸地板的。
God said, hey, there's still 7,000 people are vacuuming.
曾经有一句名言这样子说，他说，当人的神经系统，不是精神系统，是神经系统，听清楚，这个不一样的，还记得吗？神经系统是 nerve system, 精神系统是人的这个 nerve system, I'm sorry, 神经系统是人的 nerve system, 那精神系统是人的这个 mental 的这个 issue。
Oh, so there's a psychologist talking about distinction between nerve system and
mental
system. Mental system.
Disorder.
Disorder.
但是这个地方讲的是 man 的 disorder, mental disorder.
Oh, we're talking about mental disorder here.
他说人的神经系统在即将崩溃的状态之一啊，就是怎么样，你们知道吧？就是他会相信自己的工作是非常重要的。
Oh, yes,
one of the syndromes.
One of the syndromes, mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of the symptoms of an approaching nervous breakdown is the belief that one's work is terribly important.
他觉得他自己的工作非常的重要，看重的就是自己。
That one's work is terribly important.
所以我们在这里看见，在这样的情况之下，我们第一步要回到内心最深处，要认识我们自己。
So that's why when we go back to our inner being, who we are, we have to recognize who we are.
而且第二个，我们要认识上帝。
We need to know God.
我们在这地方看见刚才的，就像我刚才讲的，上帝回答说，其实我还为自己留下七千人。
Because God said to Elijah, I still reserve 7,000 who have followed me.
所以我们看见。在很多的时候，我们没有来到神的面前来认识他。
So many times we have not come before God to come to know Him.
上一次我们认识上帝是与我们建立关系的神。
See, God is a God who wants to build a relationship with us.
但是在其他圣经当中，很多的经文告诉我们，上帝怎么样的来保护我们。
Yes, many passages say how God protects us.
就像上帝保护另外的这总数加起来七千零一个先知一样的。
Just like God protected the 7,000 prophets.
And one prophet. 加起来是七千零一个先知。
Yeah.
我们看见诗篇第二十八篇里面就清楚的告诉我们，我们一起来读一下诗篇第二十八篇，可以吧
？Let's read Psalm 28.
我们看六到七节。我们一起来读诗篇第二十八篇六到七节啊，这底下有英文的哈，上面有中文的，我们一起来读，请。耶和华是应当称颂的，因为他听了我恳求的声音。耶和华是我的力量，是我的盾牌，我心里倚靠他，就得帮助，所以我心中欢乐，我必以诗歌颂赞他。耶和华是他，在这地方我们看见，继续再从八跟九节告诉我们，耶和华是我们的力量，他是我们的保障。
And then in verse 8 and 9 says, the Lord is the strength of his people and that he is this fortress of salvation.
那到底什么是保障？
So what is a fortress of salvation?
这个保障就是我们长生的地方。
This is where we dwell forever.
就是两军在交战的时候，那个 躲起来可以防备炮弹攻击的地方。
It's a place where there's when there's a battle between two armies, two sides, and that there's that one place where you can hide from all the bullets.
在上一次呢，我在这个青年团契来做分享的时候呢，我说我到美国来学到的英文歌第一首我最爱的那首歌叫做《你是我藏身处》，You are my hiding place。不知道弟兄姊妹们听过没有？
The song that I learned when I first came to the U.S. As a student was my favorite song is You Are My Hiding Place.
那上次呢，我们呢本来要办个卡拉 OK 大赛的，就是请这个张长老啊，要来表高歌一首，可是我们没有预备好，所以呢就唱的不是太好。 太快了，稍等一下。所以呢，现在呢，我们呢，然后 Ingrid， 我们的翻译姊妹说，她也很喜欢这首歌英文版的。所以呢，我们弟兄姊妹们一起来唱这首 You Are My Hiding Place。
So let's have a chance to sing this last, because last time our elder Yunlong didn't give me a chance to do a karaoke, so now we have a chance.
我们呢一起来，我不晓得我们当中有多少人会唱这首歌。
How many of you know the song?
有人会唱这首歌吗？其实这首歌真的很棒。
It's a really wonderful song.
当我们心灵在紧张的时候，在害怕的时候，有面对巨大的压力的时候。我们看见耶和华上帝是我们的保障，就是我们的避难所，他就是我们的藏身处。所以呢，我们可不可以请这个长老来带领我们唱这首，这个可以吧
？I want our elder to lead us singing this.
因为长老 suppose 要带领教会的
，because elder supposed to lead the church.
所以呢，他是领头羊，要跟弟兄姊妹们一起来唱这首歌，
so、
可以吗
？So he needs to lead us to sing.
我盼望弟兄姊妹们。你把这首歌学了，当你心里面有害怕的时候，有压力的时候，来到神的面前，唱这首《你是我的藏身处》，You are my hiding place， 可以吗
？I want you to learn the song, so whenever you feel pressure and fear, you sing the song。
我们会放这个 video 吗？还是怎么样？
Shopping for a car? Don't overpay. Try CarGuru.
这是非广告时间，可能那个
Sorry about that.
我们的 AV team 有拿一些 commission， 我在讲。好，我们在这里看见圣经神的话，清楚地告诉我们，他是我们的藏身之处，他是我们的保障，他是我们的避难所，他是我们的高台，他是我们的磐石。
We can see from the song that he is our hiding place, he is our deliverance, and he is our shield, and he is our rock of salvation.
Amen. 可是我们常常躲到别的地方去。
But oftentimes we hide in other places.
我们常常躲到洞里面去。
Oftentimes we hide in a cave.
还记得我们看见上次 T 提到以利亚躲到山洞里面去。
Remember, Elijah hid in a cave.
忧郁症最大的问题就是自己躲藏起来。
The worst thing about depression is that victims that they hide.
那个与人与神隔绝是最可怕的事情。
The worst thing in the world is to have separation of we separate from God.
所以我们在这看见这个以利亚的上帝也是我们每一个人上帝说你要到我面前来。
So we can see that Elijah's God is our God too. And God says, you need to come to my presence.
我们来到上帝的面前做什么？
So what do we do in God's presence?
这是第二个我们要看到的要点，我们要亲近上帝。
Second thing we need to know is that we need to draw close to him.
啊，我不晓得大家还记得上次我们提到这个亚伯拉罕这位信心的伟人吗？
So remember we mentioned Abraham, the father of faith?
你知道上帝对亚伯拉罕的评价到达一个什么地步吗？
You know what, how God feel about Abraham and rate him?
在上帝的心里，他从来对亚伯拉罕没有隐瞒任何的事情，到了这个地步啊。
Because Abraham never hid anything from God.
上帝也没有隐瞒任何的事情。
And God never hid anything from Abraham.
所以他们能够这样子亲密交通是我们所羡慕的。
So the way they get so intimate in their relationship, something that we really, really, really envy.
我们在这里看见，回到刚才那段经文，第十九章《列王记上》第十九章的地方，我们看见从第十一节到第十三节。
We see in 1 Kings chapter 19 from verse 11 to 13。
甚至到来到第十四节的地方，第十三节，其实从第十节到第九节到第十三节，上帝问了以利亚两次：“你在这里做什么？”
So from verse 9 to verse 13, God asked Elijah two times, what are you doing here?
为什么你不来到我的面前？
Why aren't you coming to me?
你躲在洞里做什么？
Why are you hiding in the cave?
你在这里做什么？
What are you doing here?
但是上帝说到我的面前来。
And God said, come to my presence.
在马太福音第十一章第二十八节到第三十节，第二十八节就耶稣基督有这样的应许，他说凡劳苦担重担的可以到我这里来，这是我上次讲过的，凡是指的每一个人。
Yeah, in Matthew it says, Jesus says, come to me all you who are weary and burdened.
那我们在这里看见 all 是一个统括名词，但是在希腊原文是每一个人。
In this version it says all, but in Greek, the Greek version it says,Each individual,
每一个人
come to me.
所以我们在这里看见每一个人来到，每一个人都有权利来到上帝的面前。
Each one of us have given the privilege to come before God.
耶稣基督说，凡劳苦担重担的人。
Jesus says, "Come to me, each one of you."
你看我们的翻译多好，他说他已经讲了，说每一个人，每一个劳苦担重担的人。可以到我这里来。
Come to me.
但是用什么办法？我们当中，如果你还没有跟耶稣基督建立这个个人的关系的时候，你没有办法完全来到他的面前。
If you have not had built a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus, then you cannot come before him.
因为你需要他救赎的恩典。
Because you need his saving grace.
让他能够先帮助你把这些罪的问题处理掉。
You need to let him help you with the question, the problem of sin in your life.
耶稣基督在十字架上为你所付出的这个生命，他又流出自己的血的代价，使你罪得赦免。
Jesus Christ, he died on the cross for your sins. For your sins, he died on the cross. He, by his wounds, you are healed. You are forgiven because of what he did on the cross.
所以你才能够自然而然的坦然无惧的来到他的面前。
That's why you can come before him with confidence.
还记得耶和华神的名是要跟我们每一个人建立个人的关系，他要成为你个人生命的救主，他也要成为你个人的上帝。
See, a Lord, he wants to have a personal relationship with you. He wants to be your personal Lord and Savior.
最近呢，在parenting Com 里头呢出了一个 article， 这是最新的 article。
There's a new article on parenting.com。
这是最近的 才出来的。
Very recent。
他讲到这个很多的非洲裔的这些母亲们，他们在这个产后的忧郁症，你知道，妇女生孩子啊，经常会有所谓的postpartum 的那个depression， 有 depression 这种现象。
It says that this it been it's been so the postpartum depression is something that African women of African descent experience.
其实无论哪一个种族都有这个问题。
Actually, not just women of African descent, but any race of any race, women of any race.
但是这个 parent.com 里面讲到为什么非洲裔的这些母亲们特别严重。
But why did the parenting.com say that women of African descent had especially have this problem? Why?
因为不是因为他们的病情比较严重，而是他们不敢去寻求帮助。
Not because they have more severe symptom, but because they didn't know how to ask for help.
They dare not.
They're not.
为什么？因为一旦他们向这个社会福利机构求助的时候，很可能他们的孩子就会被带走。
They're afraid that if they ask for help from the social help, that they would take their child away.
所以我们在这里看见，他们所面临的问题不是他们本身的问题比别人严重，而是他们不敢去寻求帮助。
We can see that they did not dare to ask for help.
但是你在上帝的面前根本不会有这个忧虑。
But you will never have this problem before God.
因为上帝他愿意跟你建立那个个人的关系。
Because he wants to build that personal relationship with you.
就像在创世纪第十八章里面讲到，耶和华这么说，他说：“我所要做的事情，岂能隐瞒着亚伯拉罕？”到了这样一个地步。
Just like in Genesis, God says that, let's see,
18.
Okay, Genesis 18. Sorry, can't find it.
18:17.
Okay, Genesis 18:17. What does it say? Yeah. The Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham what I'm about to do?"
上帝要做的事情从来不对亚伯拉罕隐瞒。
He never hides anything from Abraham.
所以我们在这里看见上帝愿意跟我们建立这个个人的关系。
We see that God wants to build a personal relationship with us.
所以我们今天来到上帝的面前，就是要亲近他。
So that's why when we come before God, we need to draw close to Him.
我们不但要亲近上帝，也要爱惜我们的身体。
Not only do we need to draw close to Him, we need to take good care of our bodies.
我们在这里看见，回到第十九章第五节到第七节的地方，我们看见上帝差天使给他吃饼，给他喝水。
We see that in verse 5, that you know God, told Abraham to eat and drink. He sent an angel to give him food and water to tell him to eat and drink.
所以以利亚吃了喝了以后呢，就跟我们昨天那些同学们一样，就东倒西歪了。
So after Elijah ate and drank, it's just like some of our students yesterday after lunch, and he just started to doze off.
因为呢，吃饱就是要休息吧。
So of course, after you eat, you need rest.
特别是长期的疲惫或者是面对压力的情况之下，更需要休息。
Especially when you are subject to a lot of fatigue and you know long-term journey, you definitely need sleep.
我们这些同学们从一开学到现在已经忙得七荤八素了。
So many of students here, you know, just from the start of the semester, you've already been probably exhausted with work.
所以上帝让以利亚躺下来休息。
That's why God wants Elijah to sleep.
啊，曾经有一个研究，他就告诉我们说，在这个研究是讲到压力跟休息的之间睡眠的关系。
And there's a study talking about the sleep, the relationship between sleep and pressure.
啊，弟兄姊妹，我刚才已经跟 Ingrid 讲了说，如果你们很想看这个 article 原文的，我有这个原文的，我可以发，我 email 给这个 Ingrid， 她可以发给大家，转发给大家。
If you really want to read this entire article, Pastor Xu will email to me, I can email to whoever.
啊，在这个地方，他讲到人的压力是一种掺杂的情感。
It talks about that the pressure that we have that people experience.
我想请 Ingrid 为我们读英文的部分，我再为大家翻译哈。
好，是呢。
Yeah, rather stress.
Okay, stress is a complex condition with emotional, cognitive, and biological factors. Excessive stress causes long and short-term disability in the various human systems and activates the defense system of the central nervous system. The stress responses differ depending on the type of stress and the individual's physiological responses. Sleep is an important component of human homeostasis. Sleep disorders are closely associated with significant medical, psychological, and social disturbances. Chronic sleep restriction is an increasing problem in many countries, since the body's stress systems play a critical role in adapting to a continuously changing and challenging environment, it is an important question whether these systems are affected by sleep loss. The human body mobilizes defensive processes in an adaptive effort to maintain homeostasis. If these defenses fail, insomnia may occur. Short-term insomnia is caused by a change in routine, such as psychiatric illness, disability, and stress.
我翻译给大家听，他说人的压力是掺杂一种情感跟认知，还有包括生理的这个复杂因素的状态。过度的压力会使人启动这个防御的系统。啊，在这个防御系统，如果面对长期的压力呢，人体会针对不同的压力的形态跟个体而产生不同的反应。但是睡眠是人类身体那个保持稳定非常重要的组成的部分，他是讲到说，那个睡眠的障碍跟医疗，还有社会各方面的阻碍，其实那些是相关，很有相关密切的关系的。他说，慢性的睡眠疾病在许多国家是个很严重的问题。我不晓得弟兄姊妹们当中，你有这个类似这样的睡眠的问题吗？不过我跟你保证，在崇拜里面应该不会有的。但是我们在这里看见，由于身体的压力系统在适应不断的变化且具挑战性的环境当中带起了这个举足轻重的作用，可见这个压力的系统是跟人的生命当中那个环境有很大的关系。因此他说，人类的这些系统是否受到睡眠损失或是减少而产生一种负面的影响，是很严重的问题，很重要的问题。也就是今天我们的睡眠在不足的状况之下，弟兄姊妹们，你的各方面的 performance 都会有问题了。所以他继续讲，他说人在适应努力的启动这个防御系统的时候，就必须要达到一个地步，能够平稳把自己的身体里面的那个分泌的系统能够平衡下来。但是如果这些防御系统跟平衡系统内分泌的系统不失调失调的情况之下呢，就会产生失眠的严重的状态。而且呢，他说短期的失眠是由于可能是精神疾病的问题、残疾或者是压力所造成的。可见压力对人来讲是很大的，但是如果我们有足够的睡眠来调整压力的时候，其实我们是很需要的。
So actually, you know, stress really does have a big deal, a big great influence, you know, in our performance, daily performance. And but actually, sleep is very important so that we can know how to adjust to that stress. It's our body way of adjusting to stress is sleep.
在我教课的班上呢，要睡觉的实在是不容易的事情。
To fall asleep in my class, it's not easy.
因为我会看着同志，看盯着同学的眼睛看。
Because I look at their eyes.
那些，所以那些想要睡觉都必须用牙签撑开他们的眼睛。
If they want to sleep, they have to pry it open with toothpicks.
但是我也怜悯他们，可能压力太大，需要睡眠。
But I forgive them. They probably have too much pressure and they need to sleep.
我就告诉他们说，你们要在我的班上睡觉可以的。
So I would tell them, you can sleep in my class.
但是有一个条件。
But there's a condition.
你们要睡觉可以，但是不可以打呼。
But you cannot snore.
因为你打呼就吵到隔壁睡觉。
Because you will disrupt somebody else sleeping.
啊，同样的，在崇拜，最好是不要睡觉。
But doing worship is best that you don't sleep.
如果你真的压力大到个地步，很累了，要睡觉，也求神怜悯你。
If you really are under so much stress, you have to sleep. Well, may God have mercy on you.
啊，但是呢。在早期的教会呢，睡觉的时候呢，因为弟兄跟姊妹是分开坐的，在早期的教会。
In early churches, the brother and sister actually sit separately.
姊妹坐一边，弟兄坐一边。
Sister would sit on one side, brother sit on the other side.
弟兄跟姊妹都是一样会打瞌睡的。
Both brothers and sisters do snore.
那在这个过程里头呢，教会就想了一个办法，所以教会呢就请这个 usher， 好比说 season 啊。他们这些usher呢，就在这个走道上走来走去巡逻。
So the church developed a method. They would use ushers to walk up and down the aisle.
然后呢，看见弟兄打瞌睡的时候
，and whenever they see somebody snoring，
就拿个板子啪就打下去了。
They take a board and smack them.
但是如果是姊妹打瞌睡的时候呢
？But if a sister was snoring，
他们就用羽毛啊，那个 feather 就是用烧的，把它烧起来。
They just use a feather to you know to tickle them。
但是我相信神是有怜悯的上帝。
I know that God is a great gracious God。
如果你不能睡觉的时候，那个是问题很严重的时候。
If you can't sleep, that's a serious problem。
你必须要寻求帮助。
You need help。
啊。最好的方式是来到上帝的面前。
The best way is to come before God.
所以我们在这里看见这个失眠，其实在美国是很严重的问题。
We see that insomnia is a big problem here in the U.S.
所以上帝要让这个以利亚来到他的面前的同时，也希望他能够借着吃、借着喝、借着睡眠来补充他身体的这样的一个软弱的地方。
So God wants Elijah to sleep and eat and drink to take care of his body before he come before him.
那在这个地方，我们来看第三个，我们应该如何来做的第三个非常重要的事情。
Third thing we need to see how we should apply.
我们要学习做计划。
We need to know how to plan.
因为这对我们来讲非常的重要。
Because this is very important.
因为上帝也是有计划的上帝。
Because God is a God of plan.
我们在这里看见，在第十九章第十五节、第十六节的地方。
So we see, chapter 19:15-16.
我们看见耶和华上帝要以利亚到哪里去做什么，都一步一步跟他讲得非常清楚了。
See, God, whatever he tells Elijah to do, he tells him step by step, very clearly.
而且呢，非常清楚细节怎么做，告诉他到哪里做什么事情。
Systematic, clear, tell him exactly where he needs to go and do.
为什么上帝要我们也学习要有计划？
Why does God want to teach us to have a plan also?
因为这是非常的重要的。
Because it's very important.
因为我们也是要跟随上帝的带领。
Because we need to follow His leading.
因为上帝是全知全能的上帝。
He's omniscient and omnipotent.
那在这地方，我们看见上帝是全知的，他是无所不知的。
He is omniscient.
那在这地方，所谓的无所不知，是上帝无限的知识，他能够知道过去、现在跟将来。
Because He knows the past, He knows the present, and He knows the future.
所以我们在这里看见，这是对我们来讲，我们要跟随上帝的带领。要知道如何来跟随圣灵的带领，来寻求神带领做计划。
So we need to know how to follow the Holy Spirit's leading to know how to plan according to His leading.
所以我们要做计划。
So we need to plan.
但是弟兄姊妹们有没有听过一句话说，这个计划赶不上变化？
If you ever heard of a saying that plan doesn't catch up to change.
所以我们要做计划，还要来到神的面前求告上帝。
Not only do we need to plan, we need to come before God and ask for to pray to God, ask for His help.
今天我在周报上看到很有趣的一个小故事。
I see a very interesting story in the in the.
他说有一个 business 里面，他要赶着去机场。
There's this businessman who's rushing to go to the airport.
他一上计程车说，哎，快，我快迟到了，赶快。
As soon as he got on the taxi, he tell the driver, "Hey, hurry! I'm gonna be late."
这个司机就开了，拼命的开了。
So the driver was going really fast.
一直往前冲。
And charge ahead.
这个 businessman 问他说，哎，到了没有
？And the businessman kept asking the driver, "Are we there yet?"
我是。那个计程司机说：“我不晓得啊。”
Driver said, "I don't know."
他说：“你怎么不晓得快到了没有呢？”
He said, "How come you don't know if we're there yet?"
那个司机说：“你一上车叫我快，加紧油门往前开。”
Because the driver said, "Hey, as soon as you got in the car, you said to hurry, step on it." So I did.
可是你没有告诉我要往哪里去啊。
But you didn't tell me where to go.
那我怎么知道快到了没有？
How do I know if we're there?
在这地方，他的结语是：人生有很多的忙碌，就在忙碌当中失去了方向。
So the lesson of the story is that, you know, we do get busy, but we lost track of direction.
请问弟兄姊妹们，我也问我的学生说，速度跟方向哪一个比较重要？
So brother and sister, which one is more important? Speed or direction?
你开错的方向再快都没有用。
If you drive toward the wrong direction, no matter how fast you go, it's useless.
所以我们要计划，但是在这个过程当中最要紧的是要求告上帝。
So yes, we need to plan, but more important, we need to ask God. We need to pray.
这个就是这个小品里头告诉我们要明白上帝在我们生命当中的旨意。
So we need to know clearly what is God's will in our lives.
所以我们才能够搞清楚你要去的方向。
Then we know which way we're going.
你知道曾经有人这么讲，他说人类是所有的动物里面最奇怪的。
Someone used once said this, that human beings are the most strange creature in all of the living beings.
从一件事情上看得出来。
You can see from one matter.
就是人在迷路的时候跑得特别快。
Especially when we are lost, we go really fast.
Yeah. 所以在这个过程当中，我们要寻求上帝。
So we need to seek God.
我想最后以这句话来送给弟兄姊妹们。
I want to give you this word.
这是在希伯来书第四章第十六节的地方。
It's in Hebrews chapter 16.
我们一起来读希伯来书第四章第十六节，作为我们今天的结束，可以吗？
As a closing.
好，一起来读，请。所以我们只管坦然无惧地来到施恩宝座前，为要得连续蒙恩惠，做随时的帮助。弟兄姊妹们，你需要上帝做你随时的帮助。
Brothers and sisters, you need to ask God you need to approach the throne of grace with confidence and ask him to be your help, constant help.
我们需要来到上帝的面前。
We need to come before God.
他要做我们随时的帮助。
He will be our help in time of need.
在你茫然无知，在你深夜无法入眠的时候，在你压力极大的情况之下，你需要上帝做你的帮助。
When you are busy, when you have pressure, when you
insomnia,
that's when you need to come before God.
你需要上帝的怜悯，他的恩典来帮助你。
You need His grace to help you.
刚才我提到的这个 Pastor Wilson 的有一个很好的同工，他就讲，他就根据这个他的这个 Pastor Jerry Wilson 他自杀的事情，他在过两天以后发表他的看法。
So this Pastor Jerry Wilson that you know after the not Wilson but his friend after he committed suicide, this is what his friend said.
他叫 Adam Weber 哈。
His name is Adam Weber.
Okay. 他呢？他就讲说，讲一句非常重要的话。他说 ：“It's okay， 你承认你自己在生命当中的软弱。”
He says, "Admitting you're struggling with mental health doesn't make you a bad Christian."
当你在软弱的时候，并不代表你就是不好的基督徒。
Yeah, it does. Yeah, admitting that you're struggling with mental health doesn't make you a bad Christian.
他最重要的一句话是 "It's okay to ask for help."
So as a brother in Christ, as a fellow pastor, I want to tell you it's okay not to be okay. It's okay to ask for help.
常常我们说 are you okay?
Oftentimes we say, are you okay?
刚才我们在握手的时候说你好吗？哈哈哈哈哈。
When we were shaking each other's hand, you said, yes, good, good, I'm fine, fine.
我想问题如果当中有一个弟兄或姊妹在握手的时候你问他你好吗？他说我不好。
Maybe there's a brother and sister when you ask how are you, they say I'm not well.
你怎么回答？
How would you reply?
你怎么帮助他？
How would you help?
来到施恩宝座的面前。
Come before the throne of God.
他要做你随时的帮助。
He will be your help at time of need.
我们一起低头来祷告。
Let's pray.
爱我们的天父，我们再次的感谢你，你使我们有这样的一个特别的权利来到你的面前。主，你要做我们随时的帮助，你要使我们蒙恩惠，使我们得连续，做我们随时的帮助。求主你在这些事情上，让我们的信心能够来到你的面前，因着我们所带着这样的一个信心，求主你帮助我们的生命再次的提升，让我们能够突破那黑暗的世界，能够进入到光明，来到你宝座的面前。求主继续的恩待我们，我们为当中弟兄姊妹们有需要的，我们求主你也来引领安慰看顾保守他们。求主也赐福，让我们在座的弟兄姊妹们能够有带导的，求主你在这些事上能够借着你的仆人你的儿女们的祷告，能够彼此的扶持，彼此的勉励，彼此的来帮补。求主继续的恩待我们，叫我们每一个人都能够看见你是愿意与我们建立个人关系的上帝，也使我们要与你建立那个人的关系，叫我们能够更加的来亲近你，也使我们借着我们的求告能够明白你在我们生命当中的旨意，不会使我们失去了方向。求主继续的帮助我们，叫我们的生命的见证因着我们自己凭着信心来到你的面前，能够将一切的荣耀要归给你。我们这样的祈求祷告感恩都是奉靠我们救主耶稣基督得胜的圣名。阿们。
阿们。